All right, Rob, here we are at 7:53 on this Wednesday night now. You know, the other thing in college football, other than this, Charlie Strong, the head coach at Texas, the new coach at Texas, came from Louisville.
You mean Louisville?
No, Louisville.
Okay. Louisville.
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 The actual pronunciation
is that right?
Louisville. It's named after Louis.
I thought it was people down there say Louisville.
You ready for this? In Vegas, I meet the president of the Louisville Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
We had a conversation, and she adamant, because I pulled your stunt. In Louisville?
That's what I've always heard, Louisville.
She says, no. And I'm tired of saying it, but I'm going to say it to you, because I'm nice. The actual pronunciation is Louisville, Kentucky. That's how you say it.
All right.
Our city is Louisville. Maybe somewhere else it's Louisville.
Louisville.
But it's Louisville, Kentucky. Well, Charlie Strong is now at Texas in Austin. He doesn't want players doing this anymore. No more hook 'em horns.
Oh, yeah, that's going to go over real nice with the alumni.
He says, we're going to take out the hook 'em horns. We're going to have a different identity. He's, you know, it was one of these lines like, all right, you've done hook 'em horns the last few years. How's that worked out for you? For some reason, Charlie Strong doesn't want this. He doesn't want hand signals indicating the horn thing with the two fingers. If you can't see us right now on ParkerandTheMan.com, which you could if you were watching.
See, when you do it, and you know, I could use both at the same time. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, the thought of you picking your nose with those two fingers is not appealing whatsoever.
Right? You could do it like this, both at the same, no?
I mean, look, the reason I'm bringing up Charlie Strong saying no more hook 'em horns, and I don't think it's permanent, but he says for the time being, we're not doing it. And I still can't figure out why you wouldn't want to honor that tradition.
Why would you come in and start doing that?
I'm not a big Texas fan, but I get hook 'em horns.
You know, that would be like Joe Girardi when he took over the Yankees 5 or 6 years ago. No more pinstripes. We don't want to wear
uniforms.
We don't want to wear pinstripes.
White unis.
Really? Hello? Charlie, not a good way to start. You already, come on. You know, Red McCombs already.
I know. There was already trouble in paradise with the hiring of Charlie Strong.
Right, and now here you go, something that fans love. I'm sorry, that's a bad PR move by Mr. Strong.
But that's, again, these are the kinds of things that get mandated at universities. And all the and this might be a thing where the union would have to have some say in
I don't want the union involved in that. Some of this stuff
I'll tell you what, Rob. When you get an inch, you try to take a mile. I don't think this is just about money.
Yeah, but
I don't think it's just money.
No, but most of the time it's for the rights of the players and the hook 'em horns thing. I'm sorry, that can't be a union issue.
Well, I know that coaches have to have some say in how they run their programs. And if that's something Charlie Strong doesn't want, I question it, but that's what he wants to do. I guess if you didn't want that in the first place, you should have asked Charlie Strong, hey, Charlie, just a question. Do you plan on losing hook 'em horns? Because we really don't want you to.
Mark, I want you to know this right now. Got some good news.
We got good news?
Good news.
What's the good news?
You know, I've been talking about this new restaurant, the vegetarian spot.
Yeah, right.
From Beans and the people from owns my buddy Patrick from Beans and Cornbread, his spot called the Southern Nosh Vegetarian Soul Cafe.
Right.
So when we talk about this later, when I read the commercial.
Right.
First caller, when you hear the commercial.
This could be good news.
Gets a $20 gift certificate.
Well, there you go.
To Southern Nosh Vegetarian Soul Cafe. That's right on Northwestern Highway.
Well, I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
I've been there, by the way. On my own volition.
You went there to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been there. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I'm not even fooling you. You can see me. You'd be able to tell if I was going, I didn't really go there, Rob.
No, I got you.
See, now
you
can't
hide it. I haven't been there. You know, I've been to Beans and Cornbread forever.
Let me just tell you, I'm going to give you a little secret about our, like in the past radio station lives.
You can't wink or anything.
Well, even here at DFN back in when we were here originally in 98, 99, you could like wink at each other. No one could see you. You could say, I'm making it up. And no one would hear you. Now, you could see that. So you could see I was telling the truth because I was looking straight at the camera saying, I have been there, I have patronized, and I have enjoyed. So I think the people in the control room should get ready when we give away a $20 gift card to that fine establishment. So I'm looking forward to that. What time will that be at?
As soon as
whenever
we do that.
Whenever we say so.
Yeah.
When we say so.
Well,
When
you hear the commercial, when you hear me read the commercial, Mark, you be the first caller in, you get a $20 gift certificate to go try the place.
Look, coming up tonight as well, we'll do it. I want to do as little NCAA business. We got that tomorrow. We want to hit the tournament, obviously, with Michigan and Michigan State playing Friday. In their various locales. The Spartans, of course, huge, playing at Madison Square Garden for the first time, I think, in 63 years. MSG is open for business for a college basketball regional action. They haven't done this in 63 years, and not since the renovation of Madison Square
Garden. Well, also, the NIT was always attached to NIT.
That's very true.
Was attached to Madison Square Garden.
So they kept the NCAA out.
And now, you know what? The other thing, too, Mark, now that Brooklyn's in town, they got that beautiful arena, and they do a lot of college stuff. Now MSG's like, wait a minute.
We'll lose it to Barclays.
Am I right?
Sure.
They don't want to lose. And that's why they've opened up. They never would do an NCAA game.
63 years.
That's what I mean. It was the NIT.
They were always the affiliation with the NIT.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, semifinals and finals.
You know
what
it's called? It's called competition.
Well, Michigan and Michigan State have both played at the NIT.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you haven't been there yet. You go to Brooklyn.
Oh, Barclays?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's gorgeous.
It really is. Everybody tells me it's just unbelievable.
It's gorgeous.
And you get so easy access to get to, and it's
the
right
food,
there.
And the food, Mark. Yeah. Oh.